Dynamical Mass Measurements of Two Protoplanetary Disks, by G. Lodato et al. ALMA observations of line emission from planet-forming disks have demonstrated to be an excellent tool to probe the internal disk kinematics, often revealing subtle effects related to important dynamical processes occurring in them, such as turbulence, or the presence of planets, that can be inferred from pressure bumps perturbing the gas motion, or from detection of the planetary wake. In particular, we have recently shown for the case of the massive disk in Elias 2-27 how one can use such kind of observations to measure deviations from Keplerianity induced by the disk self-gravity, thus constraining the total disk mass with good accuracy and independently on mass conversion factors between the tracer used and the total mass. Here, we refine our methodology and extend it to two additional sources, GMIR and IMLUP, for which archival line observations are available for both the 12CO and the 13CO line. For IMLUP, we are able to obtain a consistent disk mass of M disk equals 0.1 M sun, implying a disk star mass ratio of 0.1, consistent with the observed spiral structure in the continuum emission, and the gas-dust ratio of 65, consistent with standard assumptions, with a systematic uncertainty by a factor 2 due to the different methods to extract the rotation curve. For GMIR, the two lines we use provide slightly inconsistent rotation curves that cannot be attributed only to a difference in the height of the emitting layer, nor to a vertical temperature stratification. Our best fit disk mass measurement is M disk equals 0.26 M sun, implying a disk star mass ratio of 0.35 and a gas dust ratio of 130. Abridged, this was Dynamical Mass Measurements of Two Protoplanetary Disks by G. Lodato et al.